Our guest now is Deepak Singh. His book is How May I Help You? An Immigrant's Journey from MBA to Minimum Wage. Deepak Singh is a writer, radio producer, and journalist, frequent contributor to Public Radio International, and he has a story that is relevant to today's times, like few others, and good to talk with you this morning, Deepak Singh.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
It's a pleasure. Now, you're, of course, from a different land than Mexico, and we've had all this conjecture and consternation about Mexican immigrants, but you faced a lot of challenges when you came this way. What happened?
Right. So I'm from India originally, a city called Lucknow, northern India, and I grew up there. I went to school there, got my education, MBA, and also got a job with the BBC World Service producing radio shows. And I was happily, you know, living there. And one day I met an American woman from Pennsylvania in the library, and we became friends. And then slowly we started meeting and became more than friends. And a couple of years later, we got married, and I came to the United States.
So you go to a small town in Virginia, armed with your MBA from India, and you have worked for the BBC, and you would think that you would be marketable, but what happened?
Yes, so I had the degree and I had the experience from the World Service, BBC World Service, and I thought, you know, it shouldn't be a problem. I can speak English fine. I'm educated. I've got good company behind me, good organization, and no problem. It was a small town. I started looking for jobs in radio stations. There were jobs available, but only for writing news, but not to get on the air because I had my... They didn't like my accent very much, so I wrote news, but that didn't get me any money. So I started looking for all kinds of jobs, and I found a job in retail, an electronics store. And I said hello to America on the sales floor.
In a minimum wage job?
Yes, it was a minimum wage job, and 8 hours on your feet, selling electronics, batteries, wires, cables, cameras, stuff like that.
Did you like the work?
Initially, it was hard. I mean, there was lots of good electronics to sell, but I didn't know several gadgets, why they were there, why would people want to listen to the shower radio when they were taking a shower, and all this lot of stuff that I was still new to. And selling people stuff in rural Virginia, people who came from, spoke with an extra syllable in every word, like shrimp instead of shrimp. That was a whole different way to talk, and people didn't understand me, and I didn't understand them, and I couldn't sell. I was hiding from the customers because I was not able to answer their questions. And after a month, my boss, Cindy, said, you know, if you don't sell well, if you cannot do anything with your sales numbers, we'll have to let you go in a month's time, So it was quite challenging because, you know, I had to actually get out on the sales floor. I was not doing that and talk to people and sell. So I liked later on, but initially it was very, very hard.
And you had some coworkers you became close to, and you learned their stories, some of which were every bit as riveting as yours.
Yes, I mean, I met people who came from all walks of life, and some of them were quite a bit younger than me, and some of them were quite a lot older than I was, and they had various life experiences. Some of them were married with several kids. Some of them were unmarried with kids, and they were paying mortgages and car payments and health care problems, and all trying to manage through the minimum wage job, which was very difficult. And one of the most shocking things happened to me when one of the coworkers couldn't go to lunch, and I asked, like, why are you sitting here in the back room not going to lunch? She's like, you know, Deepak, I don't have any money. I don't know what to do. So I lent her some money, and she could have some lunch, but I was shocked. You know, you're not supposed to be poor in the world's richest country. So it was an eye-opening experience.
In the United States, we like to think of ourselves as the land of plenty, in which there's opportunity for anybody who is capable and willing to work. But sometimes it's a tough slog, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot to do. It's a land of plenty. Anybody who wants to work can achieve, but some people are disadvantaged. Some people have less advantages than others, and I noticed that some people were stuck in that kind of retail minimum wage job, and they were always looking to get out to another retail job, another sales job, which probably would have paid a dollar more an hour. Their lives are not going to change dramatically. So, and I came from India. I was from a comfortable family, and the people who came to work in my house or clean my house or dishes and stuff, and they were also, they made very small amount of money. And it was when I started doing the same thing here, working on the sales floor, sitting and vacuuming, cleaning, dusting, and I realized, you know, I never thought about those people in back home. And now I am that person. I am doing that. So it gave me a lot of empathy about them and the people who I was working with in the sales store in Virginia. And, you know, it was a whole different perspective.
Do you have empathy for people who are here from other lands, who are trying to make it against some daunting odds at times?
I have empathy not only for people who are from other lands, but also empathy for a lot of people who are here but poor, and they're stuck because they don't have the right education, or they didn't have the right luck, and they're stuck with small minimum wage jobs. And it's very difficult to be poor in a rich country. It's easy to be poor in a poor country, but here, if all the people look at you as you are slacking, you know, always if you don't make it, you say, oh, it must be your fault. But it can be, but it's not always like that. And I have a lot of people, all kinds of people, not only people who are from other countries, but also people who are from here, who are actually Americans.
The book is How May I Help You? An Immigrant's Journey from MBA to Minimum Wage. Deepak Singh is our guest for a few more minutes. And as you move along in your path in life, you've had success, but as you note, it didn't come easy. When was your break, or was there a specific time when you knew that you had turned the corner?
Well, just on the sales floor, I had a break because I was forced to do well, and I started copying the way my boss sold and the way she pitched products to customers, and I started mimicking her and just watching her very carefully, and that started to change things for me. I started to become a good salesman, and from good to a better salesman, and I became one of the top salesmen in the entire like store and some other stores around the city. So that was good, and that gave me a lot of confidence. But again, after working there for 2 years, I went back to India for a year because my wife had some research projects, and there I just thought, you know, I need to write this story because it was something very different, and I don't think I would meet those people again. And I'm a full-time writer now. I do the same thing that I did before I came here. I produce radio shows. I do commentaries on public radio, and I write. So that's the story so far.
Deepak, is your impression of the United States different now than it was when you first arrived?
Before I arrived, I thought this is the promised land. Everybody drives an Audi, BMWs, you know, Jaguars. But it changed pretty quickly. I saw, there were people who had such a luxury, but there were also people who were sad and were struggling to make ends meet. And now, after living here for 13 years, I think, you know, America is still a great place, and you can do what you want. You can be who you are. Same goes for me. I don't think I could have been a writer the way I am doing now in the United States if I hadn't left India. So, but there's a lot of work to be done for people who are struggling and who can't achieve what they want just on their own. They need some help.
The book is How May I Help You? An Immigrant's Journey from MBA to Minimum Wage. Deepak Singh is a writer, radio producer, journalist. 13 years his voyage has been, and he is now at the top of his game. But he started in retail, minimum wage, frequent contributor now to PRI's The World, and has written for the New York Times, NPR, the Boston Globe, and the Atlantic. We thank you for joining us today and sharing your remarkable story.
Thank you so much, Jim, for having me here.
It's been a pleasure, Deepak.